श्री पावन गुरु महाराज की आरे गौरव भी होने नवाची पराने गौरव करे शान गौरव बोलिया जाऊ पूजी भान गौरव बोलिया हार गौरव बोलिया जाऊ पूजी भान गौरव अभी पिछु न चाही गोयार पिछु न चाही गौरव गमन गौरव गठन गौरव मुखे रहासी गौरव गमन गौरव गठन गौरव मुखे रहासी गौरव गमन गौरव गठन गौरव मुखे रहासी गौरव गठन गौरव मुखे आशी गौरव प्रीति गौरव मूर्ति गौरव प्रीति गौरव मूर्ति गौरव प्रीति हियाए रहल पोशी हमार हियाए रहल पोशी हियाए रहल पोशी गौरव धर्म गौरव परम गौरव वेद रसार गौरव धर्म गौरव परम गौरव वेद रसार गौरव चरणे पुराण सपिनु गौरव चरणे गौरव करी बेनतार गौरव करी हरि पावन गौर हरि जी हरि पावन गुरु महाराज जी हृदय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि गो
सत्यदेव और वाणी रचाने निर्विषय शून्य वाणी पर सदा सदाने वंदे श्री गुरु जयधारण परमानंद माधव श्री चैतन्य स्वामी हरि ओम तत्सत्। इधर रशियन ट्रांसलेशन रुष्टि भाई रोचक that wasn't so regular, we thought. So then we said we wanted to build a doorway. And at first he said, you want to break my wall? Break your head. I explained it, well, to see it actually costs less to put a doorway in the wall than build a hatch, put a ladder and a hatch door. He's approved it. So in those days we had no computer, so I had to use the slide rule. I had to do all the how many weeks would be saved and used up. I had to do all the calculations. At the end of the day, I showed we saved 5,000 rubles. Plus, it's more useful. He said, okay, we'll do it. So he was minutely managing all the things in my account. And in one sense, it was a very ecstatic. Another sense, it was very intense. One day, he was having a melt, and he said he wanted hot milk. So the secretary asked him, how hot do you want the milk? He said, as hot as possible. So then they bring hot bread and milk. It was steaming hot. I mean, he grabbed the glass and drank. It was just boiling hot. Boiling hot. So then, he said, too hot. He said, Prabhupada, you said you want hot as possible. Yeah, but not impossible. So, that's a Prabhupada Lila. We have a book of Gauranga's pastime. I didn't hear yet, so I don't know all the things that are there. There are two from my lecture. One pastime of Gauranga is Lord Gauranga, when he was about 3 or 4 years old, he picked up a little puppy dog and then he tied a rope around the neck, and he brought the puppy dog, and he said, this is my pet. So he was sitting in his house courtyard with the dog. And the mother said to him, what is that? Dogs are not allowed in the house. Now that he's my pet, he's my puppy dog. Okay, well, but you have to keep him outside the house. So, the dog was tied to the bamboo on the outside of the house. And then some boys came and they told Lord Chaitanya, let's go for a bath in the Ganges. So he said, okay, let's go to the Ganges. But who will take care of my puppy dog? The mother said, she said, don't worry, I'll take care. Don't worry, I'll definitely take care. statue thing, I don't know what do I do. And then the puppy dog's mother showed up. So they leave. So she untied the puppy and let the puppy go with the mother. But the puppy had been hugged by Varuna. Varuna! I mean, hugged actually by Krishna in his most merciful form. So, when Lord Chaitanya came back, he said, well, it's on Puppy Dog. I said, oh, I don't know. That's what's taking him. So then, but a little kid forgets quick. Meanwhile, on another part of the town, the Puppy Dog was in ecstasy. He was chanting, Hari Bol, 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 Hari Bol. All of you gathered around, and it was, what's this dog? He's jumping, he's rolling, he's chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. That he was so much chanting, he lost his, he fell down in ecstasy, and a light came out from his dead body. And then in the sky, there was a sun, and a light, a brilliant light, more brilliant than thousands of suns. People can hardly see. What is that? It came down and wished it did us. And then the flame made sound like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Govindaya, Om Namo Govindaya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this dog, the soul came out from the dog in a human form, and he sat on the airplane, and he was taken up out of sight. All good watching. What is coming? What happened? What happened? Well, no. And I go, Hari, 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 go. This is mentioned in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has different pastimes that you don't find anywhere else. So, one more question. There was a Brahmana. He was chanting his Jayatin Mantra, way deep in the Ganges. He was a great devotee of the Ganges. That day, the Ganges level rose. It was happening. It rose up, it fell down. It rose up, it fell down. It rose. Why? Why is this happening? He looked around and he saw a golden boy walking by the side of the Ganges. When he walked up the hill, the Ganges had touched his feet and the level raised up. When he walked down, the Ganges level came down. So, this was going on for a little while. And then the boy, he climbed the hill a little bit beyond the reach of the Ganges. And then he saw his worshipful deity, the Mother Ganges, in her divine form, come out from the water and pay obeisances to the boy. Who is that boy? Go! So, he knew that she won't offer any obeisances to anyone but the Supreme Lord Hari. So then, he came out of the water and he watched. And then she paid obeisances and then she went back into the water and disappeared. So, he asked the boy, who are you? It must be Krishna. And so, Lord Chaitanya showed him some form where he was Radha and Krishna combined. But he told him, if you tell anyone, well, my pastimes are going on. I'll have to remove you. If you tell anyone. If you don't tell, you can watch and see the pastimes. And you know who I am. You know who I am. So, you see, in Vrindavan or in Navadvip, the devotees don't know that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, just like in Vrindavan. They don't know that Govinda is Bhagavan. They just know that he's my son, he's my friend, like that. So Krishna likes it that way. But this devotee was an exception that he could see Krishna's pastimes, Gauranga's pastimes, but he should not tell until after Lord Chaitanya left. Interesting. Like this, there are so many of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And we have this south, but I live in it. Just like Prabhupada says, our Bhagavatam is 18,000 verses. But in the heavenly planets, they have a Bhagavatam which is 200,000 verses. So, every planet, every universe has different pastimes and different Bhagavatam. Need a repetition of what I'm saying. Can you ask them? How many need a repetition of what I'm saying?
Harimal is devotees, one repetition. What Guru Maharaj is saying, so we'll repeat. Please raise your hand. The rest understand, raise your hand. The rest, who doesn't want repetition, raise your hand. Okay.
Maybe those who want a repetition, maybe they can sit and have someone repeat. I'm still recovering from the breakdown. My voice should be better tomorrow than it is today, and better day after tomorrow. That is wrong. How many of you have read Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's biography of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? I just read part because we have his Vyas Puja here, so I had to speak, and I found that some Castro Swami had declared at a meeting in Midnapur in southern Bengal, and they had declared that no one except those who are born in some caste Brahmin family can be a guru, and those who have any kind of even if you're born in such a family, certain people, they also said, were not bona fide. So they disqualified Rupa, Sanatana, Sadhana Das, and so many associates of Lord Chaitanya. So as a result, Bhakti Siddhanta went, and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he went to that place nearby, and he held a massive mala assembly, and then he spoke how Vaishnava is automatically a Brahman, and a Vaishnava is qualified to teach anyone. So then Narottam and all these other great acharyas, which were declared null and void by the caste Brahmins, the caste Brahmanas are defeated. But then, just to add further offense, they met together, the caste Brahmins, and they declared that Lord Chaitanya was not avatar. And then, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he went, and in another assembly, and there with other authorities, he also read a various shastra, how Lord Chaitanya is incarnation. So, I told the members of the Gaudiya, this is our heritage. This is heritage of Prabhupada. We have to teach, we have to establish what Chaitanya is the avatar, and also the great acharyas, the six Swamis, Narottam Das, others, they're all transcendental personalities. So, this was, for me, very much from here, such offensive thing. We can understand what a fight Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was doing to preserve this sampradaya. So, and only to break it out, he was thrown stones on his head from the rooftop by the caste of Swami. And one of his disciples had to, who was a Grihastha, taken away in Grihastha clothes, and he ran down the street and sannyasi got, and they stoned him. They tried. So, we are here because of the great sacrifice that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati did. And Prabhupada, he said that just as he fought the war, we have to also, in our own way, we have to preach now and Samadhi later. So, Prabhupada wanted all of us to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya and to distribute the books. And today we have our pujaris and other devotees who maybe are not born in Brahmin families, but they are accepted as Brahmins because they are Vaishnavas. All because our previous acharyas have laid this road, and Prabhupada, he further extended it. All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to our previous acharya. Hari Bol. Sanjay Prasad. This will be a year I get someone to give some for some. But today we had some of the sound bell from the breaker up. So I'll give that on this side man, on this side lady. Kirtan.
We have here announcement for tomorrow. Everyone, we will have translation Bengali, Russian, and Spanish. And also we have a new calendar of Guru Maharaj for those who want to buy it. Please approach. For those who want, we have a new Vaishnava calendar.